Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is July 29th, the year 2022. You're tuned in to the opening portion of our Friday service, which we play a recording in chapter 18 of the Quran. We greet you with the greetings of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. And then at 2 o'clock, we will begin the talk, the sermon at 2 p.m. So for the next 25-30 minutes, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran. Thank you for tuning in.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward,
ماكثين فيه أبدا,
wherein they will abide forever,
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا,
and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son,
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم, كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوْ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein. And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah. Though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him. For if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, He alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for Him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, There were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number, so do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident, and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow. Unless Allah should will it, and should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than this. They remained in the cave for 300 years, and others added 9 more years. Say, Allah knows best how long they remained in it, for only He knows all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth. How well He sees, how well He hears. The creatures have no other guardian than Him. He allows none to
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah Hayya Allah Salah Hayya Allah Salah Hayya Allah Salah Hayya Allah Salah Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar La ilaha illallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and there is none nothing like to him whatsoever أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله We bear witness to Muhammad, this is late servant and messenger of Allahu alayhi wa sallam, for Allah alayhi wa sahaba Ismail, for my body. Give praise and thanks to Allah, highly glorified is He, the mighty, the sublime. We openly bear witness that there is no God but God, whose proper name is Allah. Allah has many names, attributes as well. But we say Allah, the original name of God, in the Arabic language. And we bear witness He alone is God alone. And we bear witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the presence and peace be upon him, this is like serving the messenger, alhamdulillah, he will allow me. So we're checking the quality for our blog talk, because sometimes we have good weeks and sometimes we don't. So we pray that the audio is coming through well. If not, if you have Facebook, you can go to Facebook and maybe get a better quality. We are trying to do the best we can. And trying to improve. That's the way of the believers, to always to try to improve, to make things better. Prophet Muhammad said, the prayers of peace be upon him, so whenever a Muslim endeavors to do anything, they seek to perfect it. They seek to perfect it. We're having a talk today on the topic of what is real religion? What is real religion? We had an old song that our foreparents used to sing, many other slaves used to sing a song. They would say, give me that old time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And so we think about those words, that old-time religion. And they said, and the song says, words to the effect of, that was good enough from mama and daddy, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. It was good enough for mama and daddy, and it's good enough for me. Well, we're going to talk about this mama and daddy being the original man, Adam, and his mate, commonly called Eve. The original old-time religion was good enough for them, and it's good enough for us, alhamdulillah. So what is this original religion? And we say it often in Islam, it is saying Deen al-Fitra. That's how we say it in the Arabic. Deen al-Fitra. That is saying that it is the original. It is the original religion, the original way of life for all human beings. Yes, let's give it to you just a little bit. Thank you. So when they say give me that old-time religion, they're saying the original religion. Y'all remember that song you sing? Give me that old time religion? Yes. So we're going to talk about that today. That old time religion. That original religion. That our father Adam and his mate had. And that each and every prophet came behind and they supported that old time religion. None of this fancy stuff we got today that's being created and recreated along the way. We want the old time, the original religion. The real religion, the original religion, if you understand it, it's not so much rituals and movements and names and tags. the original religion is human excellence. That is the original religion. Adam was in paradise. Adam was where everyone's trying to get to, right? He was in paradise. And if he was there in the beginning, right, and we are trying to get back to where he was, he has the original religion, his constitution, his very makeup, his thinking, his talking was the original religion. Christ Jesus said he went to heaven, right? Prophet Muhammad, he went to heaven. But the word had went forth, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, and we so busy thinking about pie in the sky. We used to criticize that real hard back in the day. Man, you get that pie in the sky religion. I want my pie right now. Everybody else got their pie. I want my pie, right? So we would be giving that pie in the sky idea of religion. But it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the ascension, he went into the higher heavens, and they said he went to a higher level. If you think about it, he went through the seven levels, right, and read the prophets. Then he said he went to a higher place. He don't say higher, I'm saying higher, right? But he went to a different place. He said he's seen miracles unspeakable, right? That in his vision did not swerve. In other words, did not miss that lesson. And he said it was like two arrows shot from the same bow going to the same target, right? So he raised two fingers, right? And break, just in the side note, right? But when he received that experience, when he went through that experience and received that message, he didn't stay in the heaven because the word says what? On earth as it is in heaven. And he came down from the heavens, and then he left Mecca and went to Medina and established the heaven, the model of heaven on earth. It's democracy. It's participation. It's freedom for the common man and woman, as they use that phrase. Sometimes I hate to use the phrase that they give us, but we got to use the phrase they give us. We all are Kareem. We all are honorable. Every child of Adam is born Kareem. Karamna, right? Kareem. Honorable. So they say comments, and we don't say comments for today. But he brought back from heaven that model here on earth. Yes. That old-time religion. What Muhammad brought back was the old-time religion. Now, there's another saying, too, that when many of our, and this is going back to Nation Islam thought, but it has application. It says that when our parents in slavery were saying, give me their old-time religion, they were saying they were thinking about Islam, the religion we had before we were enslaved, their old-time religion. It was good enough for mama, it's good enough for daddy, and it's good enough for me. And what I've been given here on this side of the ocean is not good enough for me. Yeah. Then they would go to another song. They say, they're going to turn in the old rugged cross for a starry crown. And you see Elijah Muhammad with his crown on. I did not plan this today, but Allah's merciful, right? But it all makes sense. We're talking about the real religion. The real religion. We've been given some ideas that we don't talk about that do not offend anybody. But you know, that's life is like this sometimes. Not trying to be offensive. And sometimes you gotta get someone's attention, and sometimes you just gotta tell the truth. So saying, you know, let the chips fall where they may. Took me a while to get that saying that I don't. I said, what do you mean the chips fall where they may? If the man, if the star is going that way, he can't worry about the ship going this way and the ship going that way. That's not his objective. It's the chip that fell when he was following the wood. That wasn't his fault. his destiny was to cut that line straight that he wouldn't mess with the project. He had a goal in mind. So sometimes you just got to reach for your goal and don't worry about where the chips fall. You let the chips fall where they may. You got a dustpan for that later on. Right? That's going to the trash. Or maybe some good mulch. So I'm saying that to say that sometimes you got to just say what you know is right and don't worry about the chips. Right?
Yes.
The real religion is human excellence that Adam had in the paradise. And we've been striving to get back to that paradise. It's called heaven. Adam was in his original state. He hadn't been tainted by the world. Prophet Muhammad said, peace upon the Prophet, that we all are born on the pattern of Adam. We all are born Muslim. Therefore, that means that being Adam and being Muslim are the same thing. You got that? Being Adam in his original state and being Muslim is the same thing. Taking it one step further, Christ's nature. Don't think about that white man again. I'm saying the Christ's nature. Muslim and Adam are all saying the same thing. It is saying that original purity that God created us to have, that original purity that God created us in that state, in that condition. Yes? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, you rely on me. So Allah tells us in the Quran, and we read this chapter very often, chapter 30, verse 30, right? Allah says, so set your face, your attention, your focus, right, steadily and truly to the faith, Iman, the faith, F-A-I-T-H, yeah? Set your face to the faith. Establish Allah's handiwork according to the pattern on which he has made mankind. Listen to this now. Listen to this. Allah says, establish his handiwork, brothers and sisters. Establish his handiwork according, he didn't say according to the pattern of the moon, the stars. He didn't say his handiwork according to the plant life. Allah says, establish his handiwork according to the pattern on which he has made mankind. Then it says, no change let there be in the work wrought or done by Allah. So the work that Allah done on us, human beings, mankind, in our original state, and we were made by Allah, Allah said, that is the standard religion. This is Surah 30, Ayah 30. You know, and we're not used to having us as a model to be worthy of. We think we get beat down trash, sinners, murderers. And then here Allah is helping us a lot. He's saying that his handiwork according to the pattern on which he made us again in our original state. He said, La tabdil in Arabic, don't change it. Don't change your nature that God gave you. Don't change your constitution that God gave you. Don't let the world change you. God made you and made you good, made you excellent. Don't let Satan win. Don't give in to his evil suggestion. Then Allah says, that is. Now this, I'm reading, of course, this is the translation, but it says, that is the standard religion. You think religion is bowing and washing and saying this and saying that? Those are tools to help us express our religion, but the human being in our excellent constitution, according to this verse here of the Quran, that is the standard religion. But it says the most among mankind understand not. Humankind, it was mankind that was put in charge over the garden. People, listen to what we're saying today. Your excellence, God put your excellence over the garden. So what is the garden? Your human soul. You have a soul? You have a soul? God has put you over your soul. The Quran says, spend on it. Doesn't the Quran say that? Spend on it in a good way. Protect your soul. Don't trade in. Don't barter the worthless things, the good things, I'm sorry, the good things for the worthless things. It's referring to your soul. And what is the best dress? What is the best adornment for your soul, dear believers? What is the best protection for your soul, dear believers? Your righteousness, your right conduct, your taqwa, your God consciousness. That is the best dress for your soul. So now the garden is in your soul, and the best protection for your soul is your righteousness. God made you right and made you to be righteous. Oh, but I made a mistake. God said, that's okay. He's Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, El-Ghafur and El-Ghafar. He's all-forgiving, no matter how many times you make a mistake, and he's also forgiving no matter how big the mistake may be. Allah says he made us to turn to him. And if we did not turn to him, he would get rid of us and make a creation that would turn back to him. So let's turn back. We can get it right. Yes, sir. Get it right. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. But we have formalized religions. Young folks call it institutional religion. I don't follow institutional religion. And when you hear their argument, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I don't follow institutionalized religion. And really, they're right, because I cannot think of any prophet that left religion as an institution to control people's lives. They all left religion as a way of life to free our lives, not to enslave our lives. So we have formalized religions under the names of Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Islam, and others. They have formalized the religion. They have ritualized the religion, decorated with beautiful rituals, that if the ritual is not understood, blind the practitioner to the beauty of their faith. It would dazzle them with trinkets. It would dazzle them with rituals. So Allah tells us in the Quran, this is chapter 7, verse 26. O children of Adam, we have bestowed raiment upon you to cover your shame, as well as to be an ornament to you with a raiment in your dress of righteousness that is best, or among the signs of Allah, that they may receive admonition. It goes on to say the next verse. O children of Adam. Yeah? Yeah, Bani Adam. Adamah, let not Satan seduce you in the same manner as he got your parents out of the garden, stripping them of their raiment to expose their shame. For he and his tribe watch you from a position where you cannot see them. We made the evil ones friends only to those without faith. Why is it you can't see these positions of Satan and his tribe and his troops, because we don't have the ugliness in our heart, mind, and soul to go as filthy and filthy as they go. There's something in us that's like, no, I can't do that. If you're already doing wrong, yeah, I know I'm doing wrong, but I'm not that bad. I'm not that wicked. And sometimes we can't even watch the news. Sometimes we turn the news off. We see so much bad news. It's like there's something in our human soul like, I don't want to watch that. I feel sorry for them. It's just bad. But our human soul is not made for that. So Allah gave us all Islam, and he perfected Islam until it became all Islam and gave it to us. So we have our different religions. But he had taken on ideas and concepts, ritualized, formalized themselves, and divided themselves from the human family to make themselves look bigger, better, and special. I am the one. We're the only one going to heaven. Y'all going to hell. We were first. We were the biggest. Dividing the human family. And Shaitan's loving it. Judaism has been wrongfully decorated with nationalism. Sometimes you can't tell the two apart. God don't want that. God don't want that. And they named their religion after a nation. God does not name a religion after a person, after a nation. And many among them make their bloodline special. God don't reverence or choose you by your bloodline. He chooses you by your God consciousness. You got Buddhism, named after Gautama Buddha, a man. Religion is not named after a man or a nation or a race or a gender. Christianity has been wrongfully decorated for worshiping a man. And they named their religion after a man. Christianity. That's after the man Christ. And they know, they would tell you, if Jesus came back, he said, I didn't mean Christianity. I got killed. It's why I said I don't want to offend anybody. But sometimes the chip already made. The name Christianity came after Jesus was gone. He's gone. This is Bible. I'm going to tell you where to go find it at. Go to the book of Acts. And Jesus' followers went to a city called Antioch. And then people in Antioch began to call them Christians. Jesus never called them Christians. And what about Muhammad? Did he call y'all Muslims? Oh, yes. He called us Muslims. Guess what? They surprised you. And so did Jesus. So did Moses. So what is the real religion? We covered it already, right? The original nature of the human being that God made. Don't change it. Has Islam been wrongfully decorated? You better believe it. You better believe it. The thick of beads, book of up for the female, right? Cover them up. Even the fancy minarets on masters and mosques with the dome. That's all decoration. That's not Islam. That's some nationalistic or some tradition that came later on. Masjid is trimmed in gold, real gold, yes. I read something the other day that really got my attention. It says that in Medina, what they call the Prophet's Mosque, it has gotten so big now, it is the walls that they built. It is bigger now, just the masjid alone in 2022, is bigger than what the whole city of Medina was in the time of the prophet. Oh, it's beautiful now. I mean, big, tall columns, gold around the top, and it's nice. But that is not Islam. That's decoration. And people go there, and they just fall in love with brick and mortar and forget that the best building made with the human being. There is no building better than a human being. The Kaaba in Mecca is modeled to reflect the best. It's a model of the human being. So yes, Islam has also fell victim. The Muslim community has also fell victim to formalizing and ritualizing the religion for the people who follow the religion are starving, mentally, spiritually starving. Just going through rituals, going through movements, and not getting the richness from the ritual. They're starving and repeating over and over again a ritual, a ritual. And one of the young folks don't want to be around. So may Allah bless us to come to see, as chapter 30, ayah 30 says, that the standard for religion was the excellent model in which he made mankind on. And it's in the Quran, it's in the Quran, alhamdulillah. We accept it. Our Lord grant us good in this life, grant us good in life to come, and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله The perfect praise belongs to Allah highly glorified she as a result Dear believers let us be conscious of our well-being actually Brother Mustafa was Abdullah to the Kufar today He's not feeling the best. So let us be mindful of our health, keep our brothers and our sisters in prayer. And also, another topic, too. They said July is supposed to be one of the worst months for the AIDS. Not the AIDS, I guess. Sorry. The coronavirus is coming. You don't know what AIDS is coming. And I know of members of our mosque and other mosques and friends. They're all around too with COVID. So let's be very careful and very mindful. Just to carry on to buy some kits. Right by the door, you leave out, you see a kit for testing for the COVID. Get tested. Protect yourself. We have to use good common sense. Good common sense. And this thing is not over with. It's not over with. And from all indications, I'm not trying to build upon conspiracy theories, but we don't have the best records of telling people the truth about diseases for various reasons. Yes, sometimes they were testing on people. You know about that. So if they're telling us to be mindful and be careful, oh, please do that. Because there, and if you look, and you have to go look for this, there are so many diseases out here now, they can't even name all of them. And they don't want to cause a panic, and I'm not trying to cause one either. But let's be mindful and protect ourselves. Don't be like the brother told me at the one he eats years ago. He said, I don't want no mask. I don't get a vaccine. Allah will protect me. And that's true. But maybe that's the way he's protecting you is to get the vaccine and to wear a mask. But let us not be those who are like the preacher years ago, he put his hand in a box of poisonous snakes. Remember that? Tell my God gonna protect you. He did protect you. He, when that snake, you can get that hiss sound and rattle his tail. That was your protection. So, let us use good common sense. Practice what is right. Let's be strong Muslims. Be intelligent Muslims. Let us look out for each other. Call each other. Let us keep in contact with each other. This is our obligation as Muslims, to help each other to the best of our ability. So the more we have, I mentioned this before, the bigger your muscle is, your physical muscle is, the stronger you are, don't follow the way of the world and go flex. If God gave you big physical muscles, then you should go try and find the one with the less muscle and have them. Because your big physical muscle is only a test. It's a trust. It's a test. And you're going to be questioned about that. If God bless you with a good brain, a good smart brain, and you get all these degrees and all this knowledge, don't follow the way of the world and go out there and shine, try and get awards and recognition for your brain, your intellect. No, you go find the one with the least of the intellect and help them. Yeah. That's what the folk alone say when they say Christ forsaken. They say Christ forsaken is anybody who didn't get what they should have got. I said, I like that. If God bless you with big pockets, you got a lot of money. Same thing. Don't follow the trend of the world and go around there and go get you a fancy car and a big house and you want to be seen on TV. Look at so-and-so's house. They got two pools in their house. Look at they got 10 cars in the heated garage. No. If God gave you all that money, it's a trust and a test. You are obligated to go find those who have the least money and share it with them. So whatever you may have, intelligence, money, education, it's only yours for a few more days. I guarantee you that. And then you're going to be judged as what did you not do with it. And you're going to find the least of these. That's where you experience the best that you have. That's why Allah gave it to you. And you can go find those who don't have it. A lot of times when I go in bed, go to bed, and I'm getting that good position to being comfortable so I can sleep good, and I do liquor going to bed, but also I say, oh, Allah protect the one who don't have a bed tonight. So whatever we have, whatever we have, not yours, the key, it is yours as a trust. What are we going to do with it? May Allah bless us and guide us. Have mercy upon our souls. Amen. Rabbana Allah today kibubana. Bay ajah today tana. Wa habu la bin adduk wa rahmata. In the atal kahab. To what? Our Lord, grant us good in this life. Grant us good in the last of time. Our bless. Oh, Allah, that not our hearts deviate. Now, since you have guided us right, but grant to us in your presence your mercy, for you are the one that granted our mission. Oh, Allah, forgive us for our sins, complete all of our shortcomings, and mercy upon our souls. Amen. Ijama.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu in la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya Allah, Allah, Hayya Allah, Allah. Kakamatu Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. To Allah the exalted, the first in the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر وسواس الناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Is that together? Regarding
You please, you all right? Okay. Yeah, please go to the garden. And you got somebody to pick? The neighbor? I still go to the garden because we got some good food out there. And we got more food than people. So we need people to come and get. To come and get some of the vegetables. Got beans, kale, okra, tomatoes, bell peppers, and other things. Yeah, those are the right. You got the one that was coming too. They call it sweet something? Sweet back? I don't know what they call it. No. Beginning the line. Okay. So, alhamdulillah. Any other announcements? Okay. I can't think of any. We have some breakfast on Sunday. Is this the first Sunday? Can you do 7 days? Yes, sir. Yeah, so the first Sunday, the double breakfast, yeah, they'll be the 7th, I believe. Yes, okay, yeah, the 7th. All right. Okay, have you got any more announcements? Yes, sir. How about anybody? Huh? The broadcast on Sunday, yes, thank you. Yeah, Tuesday, Tallulah on Tuesdays, yes. And Mr. Journalist, please support our Mr. Journal newspaper. Yeah, so Tuesday Colleen is at 7 o'clock. Same number for those that I have is the number 701-802-5454. I give it again. Phone number for the Tuesday Colleen, 7 p.m., 701-802-5454. Then the access code is 1039654#. You have to hit the pound key at the end. Again, the access code for the Tusa Talib for the PM is access code 1039654#. So, I think we do have some pretty good topics, I think. So, I'm going by the feedback. And, be good feedback. Yes, sir. Sunday? Things gonna be a repeat because I got some things going on. You know, I had a death in my family, and some money in my sister-in-law's funeral. She died last Friday, so may Allah forgive her for her sins. Mercy on her soul. So I will be doing a repeat Sunday, inshallah. So okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace to your family and God bless you and blessings.
He's a coach. I'm going to follow his rules.